This team is very fun to watch. What a wild come-from-behind win tonight. I thought you just battled all night. I thought it was a well-earned win. And how are you feeling after that one?
Junior hockey at its finest. The roller coaster, ups and downs of frustration and happy. And it's one of those you had to push. Obviously, you know, you start that game and you're on the power play and things weren't going your way. And I thought, you know, execution-wise, I thought we were off all night, honestly. But we stuck with it. We worked. We competed. Would have liked a little bit more emotional kind of compete into the game. I think when we needed a spark or a push, I thought we should have had it, and we didn't, but nonetheless we stuck with it. Bench was great all night. Mark, Jim, you know, just the message stayed the same, and just keep on sticking with it. We get one, we're gonna get a few, and like I said, that's junior hockey at its finest.
This is a sport. Like that was just insane, because you look through the first two periods, really two and a half periods, didn't feel like a whole lot happened in the game. It was very choppy, not much going on, and then everything happened, it seemed like, in the final 2 minutes of that third period, and then in overtime and the shootout. And again, it just goes to your point, like, junior hockey is quite a roller coaster.
Yeah, like listening to you talk about that 3-on-3 at the end there, I definitely haven't seen a 3-on-3 like that. I mean, the chances either side, but the chances that didn't get a shot off or something happened, it was scrambly. At the end of the day, I'm glad we're on this side of it. We got the 2 points for sure. You give up one, but nonetheless, we got the two. So regroup, obviously, here, and that's the first one on the road trip to get started. But, yeah, happy for the boys for sure.
The tying goal. I mean, you had so much pressure with the net empty. If we've seen this for very deja vu compared to January 31st, net empty, and you tie the game. And it's your best players out there, obviously. And Tarek Parasak has been playing some great hockey as of late, scores a massive goal for your group.
Yeah, I felt as soon as we got one, I can't remember if there was seven left, five left, what it was exactly, but definitely felt like it was, like you said, deja vu. Their bench kind of sunk a little bit, and we kind of got a little bit extra life. And when we got that there and got out there, I don't think there was any question we were going to get it done. And, you know, huge on Perry to go back-to-back good games for us and get that one to put us into in overtime. And obviously a shooting, like you said, Rav, obviously holding us in there was key.
Yeah, I was going to ask about two parts of the shootout. The first question is Josh Ravensburg, as you mentioned, I don't know what the right term is, but every puck, he's just stopping everything, and it makes it look so easy in there, and it's just mind-boggling to watch. It's like, I don't know what, hypnotic, I think, is the right one, right? Like, you just want to keep watching it all the time, and that was incredible.
Well, he plays a little mind games with you, too, and I can tell just from practice, obviously, shooting on him, it's frustrating, and you look at it, you look up as a shooter, and all of a sudden, he's still on the goal line and kind of just standing there, and 5 feet away, he just comes out of you, and they're 6'5", all of them coming out at you and crowding you, so he takes up off a lot of, see, the lefties, so it's a little bit different for guys, and he's just so big and calm, and when he's on his game for a reason. He's the best in the league.
Yeah, okay, and then the shootout, so it's 14 rounds. What goes into the order here? You probably have your four guys, five guys.
Just
so
draw names out of hat?
Yeah, is that how it goes? Is it pretty much like who wants it, who's ready, or how does it kind of work back there?
I mean, Mark makes all the calls on it, you know, gut feeling, obviously, how guys are going, practice, different things like that. But I'll tell you this, when Fozzie ended it, there was four or five guys on the bench screaming that Fozzie should go. And, you know, good on the group for you know, stating that, and Mark putting them in that situation, ending it for us. So there's no particular order ever. It could be, obviously, you practice it lots. It's a, you know, big point that you can gain, too. So there's guys that obviously, you know, have a few set moves, but the game, you know, who's feeling it, who's going, who's getting chances throughout the game. Maybe someone scored or had, you know, the goalie's number for a while, but when you get down to seven and on, it's kind of, hey, who's got it tonight, boys? And luckily, Fozzie was our man.
Yeah, that was awesome. I thought he got better as the game went on tonight, too. I think of the assist that he had on Caden's goal, and then I thought he was great, actually, especially in that third period. But you get it done here tonight. That's 32 wins now. It's a long road trip, and you get the first one checked off the list. I don't know about you, but very excited for Monday afternoon. That's going to be a really good hockey game, and you get the Penticton V's at the SOEC with your full lineup, and I'm looking forward to that one on Monday. Just some thoughts.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get in there tonight late and have tomorrow to kind of get a little bit of rest here and get a little skate, but you know, 2 o'clock starting the Monday family day. We owe these guys. We've seen them a few times now and haven't, you know, played, like you said, our full lineup, but we haven't played great even with who's in there. So it'll be nice to see what we bring and get this time tomorrow to kind of regroup and you know, go over some video and work on some stuff that we saw tonight that we want to clean up. But nonetheless, obviously they're ahead of us in the standings, and you know, we want to be up there too. So it's a big game, and I guarantee it'll be a playoff atmosphere and playoff type game.
Yeah, Monday afternoon, family day. It should be great. Riggs, appreciate your time. What a great win tonight. That was awesome. That was one of the funnest games. I think, I don't know if funnest is a word, but that was awesome. That was a great win, and congratulations.
I use it all the time.
There you go. Okay, thanks. Thank you.